Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So the Red Sox make it official. Alex Cora is their manager. I got a text from a friend this morning, and I'll see if you guys agree. Because I've heard this more than a few times. I know my boy Ian has said this plenty of times. Cora back with the Red Sox. Crane looks like a total loser. Didn't stand up for the city when they all cheated. Dodgers, Astros, Yankees, Red Sox all cheated. And Crane let us get screwed. Agree? I've seen this a few places.
I can't agree with that, to be honest with you. Just because, I mean, I'm going off of what you said. Crane looks like a total loser because he didn't stand up for the city.
Now, I'm going to tell you, this person that sent me this is not alone that thinks this.
No, I understand that. I just think that's a harsh thing to say that he didn't stand up for the city. It has nothing to do with standing up for the city. This is his baseball team. It's not the city. It's his baseball team. And he was embarrassed because on his watch, he had a team win a World Series when they were cheating. Now, you can say, you know, you can say whatever you want to. It had an impact, didn't have an impact in the postseason. I don't know. But Jim Crane, you painted this picture too, John. He was unbelievably embarrassed because you're out there flexing since 2017. Your World Series, you're giving away World Series rings to everybody that comes to games. You're doing this, that, and the other. And then 3 years later, you kind of it. Well, I guess it really would. It was 2 years later. 2 years later, it looks. I guess it is 3 years. It looks pretty embarrassing. It looks pretty embarrassing for Jim Crane. I think he was pissed at AJ that he didn't stop it. This wasn't about standing up for AJ, and it happening in other places. I think his thought was, you should have stopped this, AJ. Now Lano maybe has a better point. Now, I wouldn't have thought that originally. I wish he wouldn't have fired AJ and Lano, but I understand that this is his team. This isn't his city. It's his team. And he felt like you guys didn't stop this. You knew AJ and you didn't stop it. No, I hired you to be the manager. That means the boss of the team, and you're the boss of the entire organization, Jeff, and you didn't stop it. So y'all are both gone now. I wish they were around personally. That's just me.
Here's what
I'm forgiving. I'm a forgiving person.
Yeah, I know you are. I know you are. So you forgive Alex Cora too, which is nice.
No, now he should never come back.
Well, speaking of that, the rationalizations are already occurring. Andy Martino, he covers, not that we care about him, but he covers baseball in New York. Alex Cora did something he later knew was wrong. As he told people close to him, he owned it privately and is a special manager. So a good day for the Red Sox.
Owned it privately? Oh, what does God. That mean, owned it privately?
Well, oh, my God.
A.J. Hinch owned it privately,
and
too.
The Astros are all the worst people, but he owned it privately.
I can't hear from Andy Martino anymore.
Screw Andy
That's
Martino.
That's not the first time I've heard that loser.
So,
Oh, by the way, he's working on a book about the Astros scandal, too.
Oh, yeah, God. So I think Crane was in a no-win situation, too. I think that. You know, a lot of people are pissed at the commissioner because he went so light. $1 million fine, a first and second rounder, really, for winning a championship. This is all that they get for cheating to a championship. And a lot of people are pissed. And I have a feeling I don't want to say that there was some kind of deal behind the scenes, but, you know, he works for Crane. The commissioner works for Crane. Now, you obviously, we've seen owners get their hands slapped before, but he let Crane off easy. Crane had nothing. Crane was not in. Crane was, you know, that's all he had to do was pay $1 million. His team didn't lose his title. They only lost a couple of draft picks. That's nothing. That's his manager suspended, his GM suspended. That was basically nothing. I think Jim Crane really had to kowtow, if you want to know the truth. I think Jim Crane was like, whew, I think we got up. And because, you know, he's hearing from the other owners, or he's heard, they're pissed. They are pissed. So I'm going to have to take this. I'm going to have to take it. I'm just going to have to sit. I'm not going to be able to say it. And I'm pretty sure you know that the commissioner said, now, I don't want to hear any BS out of you. I don't want to hear you, slapping back here, because you're getting off pretty damn easy here. And a lot of people go, oh, that's not, yeah, it was pretty light for what everybody conceives as the worst scandal since the 1919 Black Sox. That's pretty light. They got off pretty light. So I'm pretty sure the Crane had really, and again, I fully believe he was extremely embarrassed by this. And who embarrassed him? His general manager and his manager. And so they got to go. And the Red Sox are able to get Cora back because the commissioner found Alex Cora. They had nothing to do with the Red Sox cheating.
Oh,
he didn't know anything about it.
And he had everything to
do with
it.
It was the video guy.
He was a cheater. He had everything to do with the Astros cheating scandal. So if cheaters are so bad, if Astro cheaters are so bad, why are the Red Sox employing them a second time?
Well, why are the Tigers employing A.J. Hinch? Why are the Twins employing Marwin? Why is Mike Fiers pitching or not pitching against the Astros?
Well, but the Red Sox, it is easy because the Astros have to wear the scarlet letter C, you know, for all of eternity because they are the only ones.
But Alex Cora doesn't.
Well, as soon as you leave the team, it's forgotten
about. You really haven't heard Red Sox fan.
The Red Sox fan has been, I'm sure on Twitter, Astros Twitter will tell you have, but I haven't really seen it.
I haven't seen it. They can't talk. They got the cheat manager. They cheated their way to the 18 title.
And felt good about it. They brought him back.
Uh-huh.
By the way, me and Eric Layden got into a pretty good argument about Justin Turner. You know, his whole thing, now he's an Astros fan. He's not a Dodger fan at all. He wanted the Dodgers to lose. But he thinks it's kind of ridiculous that anyone's making a big deal about Turner taking off his mask and celebrating with a photo op and celebrating with his team because he had already been on the bench for
I'm with Eric on this one.
Eight innings. Are you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's not the same. Everybody's like, yeah, I cannot possibly watch this team anymore. Oh, there should be an asterisk by the Dodgers.
I want to do anything I can to put an asterisk. Mm-hmm.
Who cares about the Dodgers being looked at in a good fashion? Screw them. Every asterisk necessary.
But like Eric said, the asterisk comes with a 60-game season. But he thinks that. But I still think that if protocol said, and I understand you guys saying that, but if protocol says that you don't play when you have it, then you don't get to go on the field. They literally pulled him out of a game. Then how does the protocol then get put on pause so that you can go do whatever you want? If you're not able to be in a game.
Well,
because it wasn't put on pause, mm-mm. Right?
Major League Baseball tried to get him off the field.
Right,
and he
refused.
What
I'm saying is, John, you and Eric don't have a problem with it. That means you are putting protocol on pause.
No, I hope. No, I'm thinking Turner's going to get suspended for next year, beginning of next year. Because Major League Baseball told him, get off the field, and he wouldn't leave. He said, screw you.
They were screaming, stop the count. And he's like, no, I'm not going to.
No, I'm in Pennsylvania.
Just kept going.
We're
going to
keep counting.
Yeah, we're going to keep counting.
And by the way, speaking of that, Joe Biden has surpassed the president in Pennsylvania now. It's all over but the count.
Well, because the count, they're still counting. They said, stop the count.
How can you ignore a president's order? That's what I'm wondering.
That's what I'm wondering.
The man told you to stop the count hours ago.
Stop the count.
Can you imagine this? All of the hand counting that has to take place with the votes is like when they'll throw out numbers like, oh, there's 500,000 left. I'm like, holy crap, 500,000 left. Like, you know, 750,000 left at one point. I'm just like, 750K? That's going to take forever.
And it has.
Mm-hmm. Hey, 913 ESPN 97.5. Got Pete the Limo Guy top of the hour here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, I want to talk about Demaris Barbecue. I'm at Demaris.com, DEMERIS.com. The catering, party catering, catering services. I know, you know, you haven't been, you know, having caterings. You haven't been having parties, but we're starting to slowly get back in. And when we do, they've got everything that you could possibly need for. And listen, I have been to the nicest, like, nice attire. I don't want to say black tie, but, you know, suits and Christmas party, and it's beautiful, beautiful. And Demaris caters it, and they've got the carving stations, and they've got, I mean, you want to see, it's unbelievable how nice they can do any catering, any size. It doesn't matter. They are excellent at this. So if you're looking for that caterer, and oh, by the way, Thanksgiving is here. Now is the time. Call Demaris or go to Demaris.com and order your Thanksgiving turkey. I'm telling you, I've never had a better turkey than their fried Cajun turkey. It is the best turkey that you will ever have. This is not an exact, it is the best. Trust me, my sister-in-law says, oh, I'm going to bake a turkey. I said, oh, well, I'm going to get my Demaris turkey as well, because it is awesome. So if you're looking for that turkey this holiday season, or you're just looking to go get some barbecue on, you got the 18th Street. Right there on 610, and you got Shepherd just north of West Alabama. You're looking for barbecue, you're looking for turkey, you're looking for catering. Demaris.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
Let it bump, though. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Josh Jacobs didn't practice. Illness. Damn. Josh Jacobs, illness. That we don't need.
Hey, by the way, shout out to our old buddy, Howard Chen, who was our intern back at 610. He lost his job with ESPN.
He's been doing
Howard Chen, Fat Howard.
Oh, no, he did.
Yeah, he's been doing NBA coverage for ESPN for China. And I just saw on Twitter that he was one of the 300 people laid off. You seen any other names, Dell, John, any other names from ESPN that we might know that got laid off during this latest round of layoffs?
I haven't seen the list that they put out, the whole list of everybody's name.
No, that's what I'm asking, if you've seen that. Well, we saw people keeping tabulations from other people on Twitter like 3 years ago, 2 years ago, when they had the mass layoffs. And now I guess they're having like another round. So I'm going to reach out to a couple people on over there and see if they're okay. By the way, the latest meme is Joe Biden on DK Metcalf's – Joe Biden face on DK Metcalf and Trump face on Buda Baker with the chase down. That's Stacey Dales just posted that one. Don't get mad at me, people. I know. Yesterday I made one comment that – because I saw Trump talking about the – in his press conference yesterday, talking about the the polls, how wrong the polls were. This is what I think of polls. I think they're completely irrelevant. I don't care what polls say. You have people who won't tell you the truth. You only have a certain amount of people who are telling you. Trump showed in 2016 that the polls that thought he was going to get smashed were wrong. Obviously, in 2020, the polls that were out there, they were wrong again. Although the margin is starting to widen a little bit. But I think the one thing I've learned is a lot of people who vote for Trump, they're not going to tell you or whatever. But they're gonna turn out. I don't think there's any issues with turnout. So he was talking about voter suppression with these polls because all these polls had him losing real badly. And in my mind, it flashed to – because he was going back and he said, what about when the poll said I would lose Wisconsin by this? What about when it said I would lose this? And it reminded me of when I put a mock draft out, which I think is as meaningful as a poll because – You take the temperature, but it doesn't really matter because you have to actually have the draft. You actually have to have an election, and so I said in Twitter, I don't put anything political on Twitter ever, and so all I said was Trump right now talking about the polls sounds like guy who wades in, you know, who comes after you after the draft because your mock draft was wrong. You know, to me, it's irrelevant either way. I don't care about my mock drafts. That's for editors so that you might have an idea of what people think might happen. I don't care about polls. And I definitely – and then people – all of a sudden I got jumped, which I was kind of surprised. Like, it's not the same, Lance. Voter suppression is real. And I'm like, guys, Donald Trump had 4 million more voters this year than even 16. Trump voters don't get suppressed. There was no – like, what's –
But what about all those ballots million? That were found in Michigan?
Was he suppressed in 16? Were the voters suppressed in 16?
Lance.
Were they suppressed in 20?
Lance.
No, I'm just saying people get out and vote. That's not my I'm pissed off. You know what I'm really pissed off about? Uh-oh. That was a damn good comp I made. And people didn't, and I did not get the love that I deserve. Because that was a great comp.
Stop it.
Yeah,
Lance,
stop it. People getting mad.
People
that's a hell
are
of a
dying
joke.
At the polls.
That's a hell
okay?
of a joke.
You thought
you're,
you were
and you're
the
making
likes?
Jokes?
You thought yeah. the likes were going to come?
You got jokes?
You I'm thought the likes were going to
People are being suppressed.
Yeah, I
They're
got lots
stabbed.
Of likes. I should have had, that should have hit like 10,000 likes.
You got
that
ratioed.
Was a funny, that
people
was a funny
are
thing.
Cheating.
That
People,
was a funny thing that I said. No. It was real. I'm not mad at Trump. I'm not mad at Biden.
What?
That's kind of a funny thing that I had.
Planes are flying straight from Biden's house and dropping off Democratic ballots in Philadelphia to alter
Stop,
the race.
Del.
Yeah.
Stop, Del.
I mean,
it's not funny.
I mean, Biden literally has private jets, cargo jets, dropping ballots into Democratic cities.
It's not something like a scene out of Vietnam, where they're instead of Agent Orange,
instead of
they're
flyers,
dropping ballots
instead of propaganda across. Flyers,
yeah,
to convince the local people that we're actually the good guys. There are ballots dropping from the sky in
no,
Philly,
there's not,
in Michigan, in Detroit, to change the course of the election. And then you're gonna wait on Twitter and talk about polls and drafts. What's wrong with
something
you?
Something as mundane as your little mock draft.
That's what I was saying.
This is
and that's
serious
what
stuff. People
to...
are dying out in the streets.
No one's dying in the streets of drafting. Listen, I mean of voting. Listen, my whole thing was polls are irrelevant. Mock drafts are irrelevant. That's my point. No one cares. People still got out to vote. The idea that Trump voters would not get out to the polls because a poll told you, well, he's going to lose Wisconsin. I might as well not go vote. I've never met a hardcore Trump supporter who let anything tell them what to do, ever. Never, never, Man. Never. So I don't think a poll was going to stop him. And 4 million additional voters kind of tells you that was – you just need to respect the joke. It was a damn
stop
good
it.
One.
No, it no. wasn't a good joke.
Very
yeah. It's not it's a funny a matter, Lance. Very
in the polls
– This is serious.
And those polls didn't suppress Trump supporters. It was those pallets of Biden ballots hitting them.
Yeah.
And knocking them out so they couldn't
Killing
vote.
People.
Yeah.
Being dropped from planes. Killing people in the streets.
Pallets of Democratic votes dropping from the sky, hitting Trump supporters at polling places, and killing them, Lance. Killing them. And you're talking about
no
mock drafts?
No killed.
Ard says, I saw some ballots at Whataburger this morning. I thought they were napkins. Stop the count.
That's better than Lance's joke.
That is better. Lance is making light of it.
Mine was great. My What are you talking about, Dell? Mine is actually two things that don't matter, polls and mock drafts. Oh. They don't.
So your whole life doesn't matter. Well, is that what you're saying?
I would have told him that.
I got to tell you now, these memes with Anthony, when Anthony Davis was shuffling to the, when they're in the back of the, when they're at the back of the stadium and Anthony Davis is shuffling back to the locker room with an injury, and they said, this is Nevada after counting one vote. I mean,
tired and hurt.
The stuff. Here's Arizona counting the votes, and it's this old Asian man, 100 years old, running a 100-meter race, you know, and he's like, trying to, it's a real thing. And they're showing him, like, all these memes about how slow the counts are going was one of the funniest things that I saw. And so does
much Astro. Funnier than your joke.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say much funnier, but much funnier. I can acknowledge it. Yeah, it was funnier. Well, mine was more accurate than funny.
Well, yeah, I think you're making light of a terrible situation, so maybe you need to apologize. Think about it.
Maybe, Lance. That how insensitive
first of all,
you've
intolerant,
been.
Intolerant,
insensitive, not inclusive.
Indecent. All the ends.
All of them.
How about somebody said
not inclusive though.
Yeah. Somebody oh, by
oh,
the way.
Certainly that.
Oh, speaking of inclusive, what about DG Green said, what about Washington all skins?
No. We're not doing that.
Oh, all skins. No.
No.
You get fired for all skins.
Yeah. We're not doing that. You can't name a football team all skins.
I didn't say matter. I just said all. His thing was, what about all skins? And there was another one about what about washing skins? And you can't be washing skins.
So what is it, a washerwoman? What's the mascot? No, you got like, always got to think of the mascot in these
yeah,
things.
Yeah, I will admit, a nickname, a mascot of a skins is tougher. It could be a hot Instagram model wearing like maybe right. something that doesn't have no. maybe a thong.
They've had issues with, you know, sexualizing women in Washington. Don't you remember?
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, you can't do that.
Either. Somebody put Buffalo Bill as their mascot.
No.
Dancing around with his junk hiding.
Remember, no, he was also taking people's skin too.
That's well, right. That's so he's all skins. He yeah. likes all skins.
Yeah, that's but true.
Especially a great fat person.
No.
Are you talking about Edwina Cutwater? Is she a great big fat person?
I can't believe AOC is the betting favorite for president 2024.
She ain't not winning.
She's the betting favorite.
That's stupid.
She's not. I did see where. So Trump can run again in 2024.
Oh, and God,
so
no.
I saw where he's on. He's Please, on a list no. of one of the betting favorites.
There's now. No way the Republican Party nominates him again. There's
I don't think
no way.
So. I told. No, I don't think so.
There's
either.
No way. There's zero
well,
chance.
What the Red Sox brought back Cora?
Yeah, but I don't think different. He's kind of still a young hotshot. I don't think that's the young.
Yeah.
I think both parties are going to try to go younger next time.
Yeah, I think yeah, it's Crenshaw was hot wife. That's it.
Crenshaw might recruit. Be in the mix somewhere.
Yeah,
if there was only something he could tell us about that we don't know anything about, I'm.
But you well. Stop.
No. Is there
you
some,
stop
what,
with
do you,
your,
what do you think his main message will be?
We know your joke.
His main message is going to be, I'm going to write the ship here.
Do
That's
you
what
think,
it's going to be.
Do you think he will lean on his past military service?
No, probably he'll, not.
It'll be mentioned.
There's no chance.
You don't think
No one knows. Did he serve?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
If I served, I would have that out there.
Yeah,
yes.
You're damn right. If I lost an eye, I'd
no,
be.
No, that's not part
can
of it.
Can the Democratic challengers say, I like my soldiers with both eyes? Because okay. That's been a thing in the past.
If right. I had the gavel, I would have banged the gavel on that one.
Because I've him? Seen.
Yes, some... I would have banged the gavel on that one.
Is that not what some? It's not something we can do now? Because I've seen, you know, hey, this guy served in the military. He got caught. I like my heroes not being caught. So can I apply that to Crenshaw
well,
now?
That will be the. Oh, this guy, the one Ooh. Who got caught?
Yeah.
In Arizona.
You want him as your
by
president?
The way, Tara, by the way, Del Arizona appears to have flipped also. So you got to watch the things you say. Yeah. Sidney McCain went out
well, because
was
of,
campaigning against him. So
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you want to not was, talk trash about,
yeah.
about
their McCain. Native son? Yeah, yeah. Maybe
that
avoid
might
it.
Be that might be a good plan there, Prez.
Well,
it's 9:28 ESPN 97. You know where you can bet on who AOC? If you wanted to we'll lay
bookie?
A little money on AOC.
My bookie?
MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. It's unbelievable what you can. I mean, I'm on the site right now, okay? It is stupid, all the things that you can bet on. From MMA, U.S. politics, NCAA football. Let's see where the president, let's see what the U.S. politics is right now. Golf, tennis. I mean, it is motorsports, NCAA basketball, soccer, NHL, Major League Baseball, table tennis, rugby, esports, weather. You can bet on the weather. Okay? You can bet on the weather. Yeah. AOC, leading candidate. Oh, no. Right now, Biden is plus 200 to win the 2024. But she's the second favorite. And then Kamala is third favorite. So they have fun with that. Ted Cruz is up there if you want a little Ted Cruz money. All at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. It's unbelievable what you can bet on right up to the presidential election. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
You're going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You know, we never got to the Texans game, by the way, when we were looking at games. The Texans are 7-point favorites right now.
7-point favorites. Wow.
Well.
Wow, wow, wow.
Jake Luton.
I know. I'll take Texans. Texans as a 2-star.
Yeah, I got them. No, I got them as
a
4-star.
Confidence.
You got a lot of confidence. Yes, I mean they just beat their ass a couple weeks ago.
But no Jake Martin. No Whitney Mercer.
Well, you're gonna miss that half tackle out of Whitney.
Well, okay. You do have like two guys who are pretty prevalent in the rotation.
And
you're gonna miss.
And. Put Jonathan Greenard in there. See if he can rush a passer.
You have an awful secondary. Yeah, you know, I am looking forward to seeing Greenard play.
Yeah.
Greenard play. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I want to see him play. I want to see Max Sharping play. I guess John Reed. I mean, it's not going to be worse than anything you got out there. Play those guys. Play them.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about that. Who's going to make that decision to play the young guys, Romeo? I know you got to protect that 29-57 record. But time to play some young guys. Well, we're trying to win here. Yeah, try to win. Go ahead. Play some young guys and try to win.
You know, that's a problem with not having a GM, because a GM could say, all right, I want these guys played.
Yeah.
Let's see. I want to see what we have. You don't have that now. You don't have a leader.
Well, again, you sit down with Cal and you say, hey, we got to have a plan. You know what one of the plans should be? That we should see how and get the young guys some experience.
When you say you sit down with Cal, who's the you in that scenario?
You, Matt, you know what? Easterby. Jack Easterby. He's got his ear. Well, Warren really Tongue's got his ear.
No,
get in there.
It really should be Easterby. Easterby is the GM right now.
Yeah.
It really should be Easterby.
Mm-hmm. It really should be. That's his job right now. Now, you know what? Going forward, find out you got young guys and see what they can do. Maybe if they win this game, you know there's going to be talk. You know they can make the playoffs, right? When they win this game, it's going to be, well, there's talk right now about the Vikings because the Vikings beat the Packers last week.
There's a lot of people saying we could make the playoffs.
Look at our ratings. Our ratings are fantastic.
Who? We are not going to pull a, we're not going to pull a Pennsylvania, I don't think. No one's going to do that. So, but you know what? Watching Deshaun Watson play out the rest of the year, I do want to see if Deshaun can keep building on what he's doing right now. For sure. That's a big deal. Offensive line. You know, you and I came into the season so excited about the potential of having one of the better offensive lines in football, and hasn't materialized. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to maybe that happening against lesser competition,
well,
frankly.
Sharping really threw a monkey wrench into that whole thing. I thought we've found a guard for, you know, the next 10 years, hopefully. Big, strong dude. Played well early on. Look at him. And scene.
Right.
And he can't beat out. Good Lord. Senio.
Yeah. Senio Kelemete.
I mean, they can't beat out.
They got to get him in. You're right. They got to get him into the game.
They got to get him back out there.
I mean, it's his second year. You got to see if I heard that a lot of his issues were mental in terms of his confidence, which makes me nervous. But the only way to get his confidence back is to play and to play well. He got wrecked by like Brendan Thompson, I think it was, from the Baltimore Ravens, big strong guy. You know, he had a couple games where he got wrecked. Get him back in there, get his confidence back, and find out if you got a player. You know, find out if you got a player. Maybe let him get some reps at tackle, see if he can be a swing tackle for you as well. I don't think he is, but, you know, I don't care what it is. Let Charlie Heck activate Charlie Heck. Give him some reps at guard. Give him some. I don't think he can play guard either, but let, you know, rotate him in for a couple series with Titus Howard. Just see if he can play. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's not the smart thing. I don't know that anyone wants to take out a first round tackle to put in Charlie Heck. Man, now that I've said that out loud, that sounds like an incredibly stupid idea, actually. Take out your first round tackle for Charlie Heck, a fourth rounder. Like, oh, that's no.
You know what? Let Tunsil sit. Okay, let Tunsil sit in
$22 million man. Sit him
down so we can see if Charlie Heck can play.
That's what you do when you're tank. And we don't need a tank. I don't want to give the Dolphins anything too good.
God, can you believe this crap season, and you don't even get
your
first
two picks? I would rather get a worse third than the Dolphins get higher first and second.
Thank you.
Do you think, would it make you feel better if they treated it like the NBA draft, where the guy the Dolphins pick actually wears a Texans hat for a little bit and then takes it off and puts the Dolphins hat on?
It wouldn't make me feel better.
The fifth pick of the draft, the Houston Texans select Jamar Chase. What? The Texans take a wide receiver? Actually, guys, I'm hearing that that pick is going to the Dolphins.
And he gets up there. But
they got to do the interview with him having having a Texans hat on.
Hey, Jamar, I mean, the Dolphins have had this pick for over a year now, but how's it feel to be not really a Houston Texan?
So it's kind of a weird, weird for you to be wearing Texans hat, but we know you're going to be going to South Beach. Talk about for a second, if you can, about the Dolphins, and every picture will be with him with a Texans hat on. No, I don't want that in my life.
The Raiders and Chargers are a pick 'em.
It's at Chargers, right?
It's at Chargers. That's like that.
I still like Raiders.
You do?
Yeah, Raiders are kind of a frisky squad.
They are frisky, but Chargers are frisky too, though.
Yeah, they're frisky losers in a fourth.
Right. Right.
But this could be the game, though.
I know, right?
I don't know, man. This is a really tough one.
That's a good game.
I mean, it's right there. They're in the same city. There's very little travel for the Raiders. At some point, you got to build on the confidence of the leads that you're building. I mean, you played really great for the first half, not as good the second half. Is Denver better than the Raiders, though?
Yeah. No. Are they? No, Raiders are better than Denver.
I don't think so. Raiders
are better. The Raiders are better than Denver.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but, I don't know.
I don't know. That's a tough one. Saints plus 4.5 at Tampa. Is Michael Thomas dead? I guess Emmanuel Sanders is coming back.
Nah, I like Tampa. Antonio Brown's going to be a factor right away, by the way.
He is. He absolutely is.
I think he's going to step right in.
Especially since Godwin's hurt.
Yeah, he's going to be a factor. He can play. I don't think you're going to love it. I don't think you're going to love it if you're the Saints. So I'll take Tampa in this one. You know what? I think the Saints were caught in a – I mean, I think Tampa, that's a classic sandwich game. They're sitting there playing the Giants like, I can't – who is it that they played the week before?
Packers? The they beat Packers'
yeah.
ass?
Yeah, it was Packers, wasn't it?
Or was that May have been
2 weeks ago.
Maybe 2 weeks ago.
But you play the Giants, ho-hum, you sleepwalk through that thing, you flip the switch, you end up winning on that, and now you had to look ahead to the Saints. And there's no way this one – I mean, it's Drew Brees, Tom Brady. These two guys are switching all-time leading to passing touchdowns every week. So I think you'll see Tampa's A game. I like Tampa in this one. I just don't think Drew Brees without Mike Thomas can. Is there a Mike Thomas update right now?
That's what I'm asking. Anybody say anything? Dell, you say anything on Michael Thomas? Did he die? Is he all right?
Yeah, he's just pissed off. And he's got a hamstring, supposedly.
Manuel Sanders, Michael Thomas practicing, but Alvin Kamara isn't.
Ooh. Okay, so if Michael Thomas is practicing, he's going to be back. That's a big deal. I mean, that's a really big deal.
Yeah. That changes it. Plus four and a half, that might be the play.
Ooh, let's see. I do think that Michael Thomas will be gone from the Saints this year. He must be that big a pain in the ass, but he is an awesome, awesome wide receiver.
Well,
so having him back on the field against Tampa is a big deal. That's going to make me reassess. I'm going to wait and see what they say tomorrow.
Well, see what to me the biggest factor is Kamara. He's got a foot injury. I mean, if you bring back Michael Thomas but you lose Kamara, I'm not sure that you gained anything.
Yeah, because Drew Brees that's become a big part of his offense is A, him running, but also him catching a pass out of the backfield. So either way, any way you look at it, I think I'll lay the number with Tampa.
Wednesday, Alvin Kamara up to full practice. Drew Brees still limited. When was that? November 5th. Alvin Kamara is back. Moved from limited to full participation. Team second practice session of the week. So that's good news for them. You get Michael Thomas back and you got Kamara, then I'm going to take the 4.5. I'm going to take those 4.5 points when those guys are back. 941 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776.
And before we go, let's clean something up. Apparently, what we talked about, Rex Chapman tweeted out the Pornhub banner.
Yeah.
That was edited. That's not real.
It's not real?
No.
I was going to say.
Oh.
It's the better story is that it's real, but it was edited. Let's not put out fake news.
Well, but the dude, well, he moved,
yeah, but he flipped.
He was
away.
Flipping something else
yeah,
away.
Like, I think because what that is when they do numbers on the fly and he's doing math,
right?
He does that and then he can flip it away. So there was not an actual Pornhub window open.
Damn it! That makes a better story. I hate cleaning stuff up. I like a better story.
I don't want to lie to people.
I don't care about it.
John doesn't care.
No, 942 ESPN 97.5. I don't care. What, Lance? Do you care about your testosterone?
Do you care? The testosterone, or are you asking me about my heart?
Well, you guys flipped them, the issue.
Yeah, I've talked about my testosterone. Let me tell you about my heart. Let me tell you about your heart. Your heart can be affected. Mine might be affected after COVID with myocarditis. It's something I'm going to get checked out with CoreMed Solutions. I've been preaching it to you guys. I've got to practice what I preach, and I'm going to CoreMed Solutions. Now, I have had so many issues this year that I have reached my deductible, so I'll go there and handle it through insurance. But, you know, if you don't have insurance or if you've got a huge deductible, CoreMed will charge you $200 to get this heart checkup. That is unbelievable. That rate is way better than anything you get from a hospital. And usually you'd say, well, I can't just go get it. I have to have it ordered by my doctor. No, there is a cardiologist on staff, Dr. Burkholder, who is an adult and pediatric cardiologist. And they can tell you what's going on with your heart very, very quickly. They check the wiring of the heart. They check if there's an enlargement, if there's anything irregular, or if you have myocarditis. And then they can treat you. They can get you treated if you do. If you don't, that's a great peace of mind for you because cardiac issues are the number one killer in our country right now. And it does have an impact also with young athletes, not just men and women of all ages, but also younger people too, who are born with issues that never get detected until there is a problem, or in some cases it's too late. Get checked out with CoreMed Solutions. They're right here in Houston. They even have a mobile unit that can go out on location to get people checked out if need be. They do entire businesses like UPS and Waste Connection. They can do your business as well, or just your family, or just you individually. CoreMedSolutions.com. Go to the website. Find out more about your heart health. Read up at the website, CoreMedSolutions.com.
Blue and Red Rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Did you see this? Scientists have discovered a new planet. Do you see this?
Joke, or is this real?
No, this is real. CBS News. If you thought it was hot here, how about a planet that is reaches 5,400 degrees, which is a little hotter than here in the summer, in July?
Sounds like just a big ball of gaseous fire.
Oceans are made of molten lava. Winds reach supersonic speeds, and rain is made out of rocks.
Rock rain?
Rock rain.
Oh.
Lava planet.
You cannot get insurance, and that's...
No.
More livable than Texas in the summer without AC, because at least you'll die a quick death there. Here, it's slow and painful.
That's true.
About two-thirds of the planet experiences perpetual daylight. On the other side, on the dark side of the planet... it's negative 328 degrees Fahrenheit.
See, I don't think that's a planet. That's a hellscape. A planet feels like something that something could live on. Something could live on a planet. Nothing can live on that.
No.
Is there a midpoint that's just kick ass?
It's in his. Well, it
an
rains
oasis
rocks.
Right in the middle.
Yeah. It rains there, rocks, so it's like going to be
La Jolla. Is there like a La Jolla before you get to Palm Springs or something? Or
yeah, like somewhere in between, you've got this 5,400 degrees. And right. Then you've got a minus 37 million
Where is it? Like, where is it? Like,
what's the midpoint? Is there equator
where is it
like
75 degrees somewhere?
Is there midpoint? Like, man, I tell you this what, I don't want to travel north or south, but this is really
San Diego.
Great.
We're going to call that place San Diego.
What's the San Diego of this planet?
I don't know. Or does it go right from 5,400 degrees to minus 328?
You cross a line and it immediately turns.
As soon as it gets dark.
Wow, that's not a planet. Stop calling that a planet.
It's hot enough. Well, it's 5,400 degrees. It's hot enough to not only melt rocks, but also vaporize them, creating a thin, inhospitable atmosphere.
I don't think they need to put in...
We call Galveston.
Inhospitable?
I don't think they need to put it inhospitable. We got it.
We get it.
All those other facts told us that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a lot. Their oceans are lava.
Telling you, stop. That's not a planet.
That seems hot. Doesn't seem like a place I want to go. It's all rock, too, unless it's vaporized rock.
Well, and that rock, by the way, has been rained down on you.
Yeah.
And then it'll get vaporized. So is it like snow? Like before it hits the ground, it turns into vapor? Like snow, if it doesn't stick?
We're living in a special place, boys, okay?
You mean Earth?
Earth. All rocky planets, including Earth, started off as molten worlds, but then rapidly cooled and solidified. Lava planets give us a rare glimpse at this stage of planetary evolution. It's just forming now. It could be San Diego in like 5 billion years. We don't know.
I was told that God turned this planet hospitable. Just get on it. When this planet,
God,
when this,
hey, pick up,
we
pick
run
up,
out
God.
Of space. 5 billion years is too long.
You want God to pick up the pace?
Yeah, it's like he's counting votes in Nevada. Pick it up.
Let's go. Oh, really? Stop the count. That's what's happening.
Look, if God could create a planet in 7 days, Nevada could get this vote done. That's all I'm saying. That's all. And he can turn that planet into something where I would maybe want to live, but not in 5 billion years. I don't got that long.
I got that. I ain't got that kind of time, God. Pick up the pace.
Seriously.
We need a new place to live.
Yeah.
Okay? Because we ruined this one.
Yeah, we're well on our way, if not already there.
We've already ruined this one. Can we please, please stop the count? Okay? Yeah, so a new planet. Somebody said, you know, scientists, they just love them. They were like Stan's dad.
Yeah, but it used to be that. If we find a new planet, if we found a new planet, everyone would go crazy. Like, have you ever noticed that things like this don't – we had real UFO information that popped out about 2 months ago. Like, there was real UFO stuff that was a legitimate talking point of scientists and all that. It doesn't even rate anymore. Like, UFOs can't get any love. New planets, no love, nothing anymore.
What's on CBS News? What you want? Did you want a new planet parade or what?
No one watches CBS News.
Did you want a ticker tape for a parade for a new planet?
No, I'm not saying new planet stuff, but especially one that sounds that inhospitable.
Yes, not
well, right. I mean, that one. Woo! New planet, everybody!
It, it rains rocks!
Can we, new planet, can we move from this planet and live on it? I wanted to move, you know, we were going to move to Canada if Trump got elected. We were going to move to Canada if Biden got elected. You know, whoever, whatever side you're going to move to Canada for. Canada's about to get a bunch of people. Every year they're about to get a bunch of people every election cycle. But and then everyone's like, oh, this is just too cold. We just can't do it. Oh, man, Canada's too cold for me to move to. Can I move to the new planet? Interesting you ask. There are some concerns if you hate hot weather or cold weather. We need to tell or well,
what
rocks,
do you mean? You mean
or maybe, flying rocks?
Maybe it gets to 120 or something, or maybe it gets to minus 20. What do you mean by cold and hot weather?
I've been in Phoenix. I can deal with the dry heat.
Yeah, I mean, okay. People live in Alaska all through the year. What's the problem?
Okay, that's true. That's true. But there are going to be some concerns unless you're standing within like a 300-yard patch of this planet, you're going to get vaporized or hit with rocks.
Well, hopefully no rocks will come over on that side.
There's a question. I got a question. How do you feel about falling rocks as rain? Is that something that's going to be a problem for you?
Mm-hmm. So which side would you guys rather be on, minus 328 or 5,400 degrees?
Is it a dry
heat? What hurts less? I feel like vaporized is going to – I never want to be burned to death, but I do feel like vaporizing – No, I'll take the cold because
you're
you go
a cold
numb.
Weather idiot.
You go numb. No, you go numb. You go numb. I'll take cold
but
weather.
What's the humidity? That's a question that I need to have answered.
That is a question.
Because if it's a dry heat, I might be able to survive.
5,400.
Humidity, I can't be on.
I don't want to survive
long. It vaporizes rocks.
Yeah.
But.
I mean, it vaporizes rocks, but at least it's not swamp ass. So maybe I'd rather.
As long as it's a dry heat.
Yeah, tell me about the humidity, John.
Yeah, but you know how skin. What's you know how the you age point? In that? How dry your skin
is? Yeah. What's
yeah,
the
yeah,
dew
what's
point
the dew
look
point?
Like?
Yeah, am I going to have to always have to shower every 10
somebody,
minutes?
Somebody tweet Eric Berger and find out what the dew point looks like on this new. Because I guarantee Eric Berger already knows about this new planet. Science guy from Space City Weather.
Oh, yeah. Who you need to follow if bad weather's coming our way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. People put me on that one. That's a good – you guys –
Alita Loresca.
That's who you follow when bad weather's coming our way.
That's right.
No art. My dad didn't work at NASA. He worked for Boeing, which provided things to NASA.
Same thing.
Wait. We thought he worked for NASA.
No, I said he worked for Boeing.
You've been lying this whole time, pumping him up.
You know how much I hate both of you? I have never said he worked for NASA.
You're like, my dad, when he worked at NASA.
Oh, yeah.
When he worked at NASA.
Scientist. What's your dad do? Oh, he's a bartender?
Yeah, I've told you guys about my dad's penchant for mail order bride catalogs, but then I lean into him working for NASA. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to lie. I'm going to tell the truth on that and then lie on that.
You implied.
I have never said that.
You let us believe it.
No, because I didn't know you believed it. I said he worked for Boeing. I've said that multiple times.
Did you think he worked for NASA? Did he imply it or let you believe it?
No, he said it.
That's a lie.
He worked for NASA. What's your dad do? That's what he said to me.
I grew up in Clear Lake.
No, I didn't. I grew up in Long Beach, California.
Well, but in Houston, how far are you away from Clear Lake? Like a couple
Leak City
minutes?
Is about 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Did your dad
minutes,
send
minutes.
Your brother off on a rocket ship?
No, he wouldn't pay for that. That's too expensive.
Well, what if he couldn't he just get him on one of them?
That's not how not how it works.
Hey, listen.
No, you can't
can't
deport your
kid off?
In your words, he couldn't deport his kid using a rocket ship. No, that's not what they use those for.
Oh.
That's a little much.
That's very expensive to get rid of a kid.
Where are you sending him to Mars?
Ooh, what's the expense on this? Well, $740 million.
Is it take off from the Home Depot?
Yeah, my kid got in a little trouble. It's either juvenile detention or Mars. No,
we're sending him up with the monkey. Yeah.
There's this new planet.
New planet where it's a little inhospitable, but at least it's not juvie.
5,400. 5,400.
I would rather be on New Planet than the Florida juvenile system.
Well, I would have been California, but you might be right about that though.
Yep.
I've seen YouTube videos from people who are in Florida juvies, and it sounds terrible.
All right, Lance. Any last words
before your weekend starts?
Before you're executed?
Before I start?
Before you got to go back to your kids?
No, yeah, I get to stay in my room right now. I get to stay in my room. I ordered some poke, just delivered right to the door. Ordering food way too much right now. I'm like, whatever.
What? Wait, poke? I don't get it. It's terrible.
I like sushi, too.
It's shot right through me. There's a pokey place now that's open right
now. Shot through you is not what it's supposed to happen.
Yeah, well, I know that. My son said because it, well, probably because it's too healthy for you.
Yeah, I know. Your body was resisting. You're like, it's not hops.
What is this? This isn't fried.
I swear, I was like, I can't eat this ever again.
Oh, this isn't tomato gravy and Coors Light.
Yeah. No.
There's no mozzarella. Oh.
Where's the beef? Where's the Italian sausage?
Yeah, I can't eat that whole
thing. They've got a special Italian sausage poke, too, where it's just raw sausage. Yeah.
Also. Raw sausage?
That'll run through you.
Well, no crap. No, that will kill you.
Are they offering a salmonella version of that, too, with the raw chicken pokey?
Just Italian. It's just Italian. They got a nice cutting board in there for you. A nice charcuterie board for you, John.
Yeah. All right, 957. Beat it, Lance.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.